And what happened?
Joe, are you out camping?
Excuse me?
Are you camping? Looks like you might be at Mount Rainier.
That's my
your background,
go-to place.
It's always good to have a go-to place. It's been interesting because this week I've noticed more and more backgrounds in every meeting I've been in. I'm like, I think people are like, I'm ready to get out the house or somewhere.
Great. It is now 5:30. We got music.
Hang on.
Telephone. I better do that to mine too before it rings. Call the meeting to order. This is the Tuesday, September 29th meeting of the Kitsap County Planning Commission, 5:30 p.m. We'll begin with introductions. We'll start in the north end this time with Commissioner Phillips. Oh, he's on the phone. We'll switch over to Commissioner Mall.
Hi, this is Amy Mall from North Kitsap.
Okay, Commissioner Murphy.
Commissioner Aaron Murphy, North Kitsap.
Okay, Commissioner Phillips.
Joe Phillips, North Kitsap.
Okay, then we'll skip central, go to south. Commissioner Galloway.
Commissioner Galloway, South Kitsap.
Great, Commissioner Svensson.
Jim Svensson, South Kitsap.
Okay, and then we'll move to central, Commissioner Shattuck.
Yes, good evening, Rick Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
Okay, Commissioner Beam.
Alan Beam, Central Kitsap.
Great, and Mike Eliason, Central Kitsap. And we're missing Commissioner Allen. She notified us late last night. She's involved in a land use issue, and she unexpectedly had the meeting continued to today. So she sent her apologies. Other than that, we got a great turnout tonight. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your being here. Next item is B, virtual meeting protocol. For members of the public, if you look at the agenda on page 2, all the details are there on how you can participate in the meeting. We appreciate your being here, and you're able to participate during public comment by raising your hand, and we'll reiterate these things once we get to that particular agenda item. Okay. Item C, adoption of agenda. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented, unless there are any additions, corrections, or deletions. Commissioner Beam.
Yes, you asked for inputs for this meeting, since this was supposed to be the free meeting that we would have time to discuss things. I have three things that I want to talk about. I'm not going to talk in detail on them. I'm just going to bring them up. Public participation. Reasoning for that is, we get most of our input as a planning commission from the public inputs to our meetings. The last major thing we had was stormwater design. I looked at the comment matrix, and there was only about 2, maybe 3 items that were positively acted upon from the public's input. When we had our meeting and deliberations, there was only 1 person that testified. The second one, you couldn't get on. I look at that as not being a good example of how we're getting the public informed and participating. Item 2 is affordable housing. I think this should be discussed as an issue on everything that we discuss, how what we're doing impacts housing. The county and the city of Bremerton have done a wonderful study that looked at that, and we want to follow up on it. A couple things that you want to look at there is, how many things are we reducing in regulations? And then the next question is, what's the cost impact of what we're doing hit regulations? And I think we should be discussing that every time. The third issue is tiny homes. And they recommended that we bring that up during the zoning use thing. And I'll look forward to doing that. But my recommendation is, I think all of these fit nicely into the concept of work groups. And I intend to bring those up as possible topics for work group study.
Okay, Commissioner Beam, so I don't misunderstand you. Are you going to cover all these topics during existing agenda items? As I understand, you're wanting to add these to the agenda right now, correct?
I want to add two. Tiny. I've been told the tiny housing is appropriate for the zoning thing, and I'll talk about that there. The other two, I'd like to bring them up as agenda items, but I can be convinced to put them into work groups if that's a better approach.
Okay. Well, so that we can move forward, why don't we, if you wouldn't mind making a motion and take them separately, assuming that some people might want to add one and not the other. So if the chair would entertain a motion to add, your first one was public participation.
Yes.
So if your motion could be to add public participation to the agenda.
I propose that we make public participation an agenda item.
Okay, is there a second to the motion? Kate, hearing none, the motion fails for lack of a second on public participation. Your next one is affordable housing. Go ahead.
I make a motion that we add affordable housing to the agenda.
Okay, is there a second to add affordable housing to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, the motion dies for lack of a second. And you mentioned earlier, you said you could be convinced discuss these items. I think the staff had pointed out to one of the emails under item I, good of the order and commissioner comments could be brought up there, or certainly under the zoning use table, you mentioned you could address tiny homes or any subject for that matter.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Okay, you bet. Any other additions or corrections to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
I move
to approve the agenda.
Okay. I second.
Okay, we have a motion second to approve the agenda as presented. All those in favor say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Item D, adoption of minutes of August 18th, 2020. Are there any additions or corrections? Commissioner Bean.
I don't have an addition or correction. I have an observation.
Okay.
Appropriate. We're talking about approving the minutes for August 18th. The subjects that we were talking about on August 18th have already been presented to the Planning Commission. I have a feeling that the Planning Commission did not hear and we did not represent what we just said to them on the stormwater because they haven't got the minutes. I understand that we've got a staff problem trying to get all these things out and that the policy is to get the minutes out within a week of the next meeting. But when you have one meeting a month or less than one meeting a month, that doesn't help me remember what's going on. And I would suggest that we shift the focus to within a week of the meeting. And if at the same time, if we're having meetings every other week like we're supposed to.
Okay. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? The meeting minute. Okay, I have a couple minor. By the way, Amanda did a great job, especially with the number of pages, and I think I only found two very minor. The first one is on page 3, line 33. It just says questions. Why are we doing this? And I think if we just delete the second we. So it would just say why are we doing this. But if you delete one of the we's, it would make sense. It was just an extra we. And then on page 10, line 32, it says, Ms. Silva notes when pulling data, some of the concerns Kitsap has in going to outright permitted don't apply to King, Pierce, or Snohomish, since have no legacy lots or urban. So I'm proposing we just add they after Snohomish. So it refers to the three and it's in since they have no legacy lots. So just additional one word. Oh, I'm sorry, there was a third one. And then on page 11, line 7, Mr. Beam refers to a previous comment from the Kitsap Public Market, notes one of these proposed items on would restrict small neighborhood markets, et cetera. And I just want to delete the word on. So to say note, one of these proposed items would restrict small neighborhood markets. So that's it. Great job. Any other additions or corrections? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the meeting minutes of August 18th, 2020 as amended? Or as corrected? Sorry.
Move to approve the minutes of the meeting as amended.
First we had nobody, and then we had three at the same time. Yep, great. And then we have a motion and a second to approve as corrected. All those in favor of approving as corrected, say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Who was the second names? On that?
Commissioner Svensson.
Perfect, thank you.
And we had two making the motion, yep. Any in opposition? And any abstentions? Okay, motion carries. Commissioner Murphy,
I was not at the meeting, but I reviewed the tape. Or the BCAP.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Commissioner Murphy, can you hear us? I know he was going to be listening in and coming in periodically. I just want to make sure that the clerk has an accurate.
Yes, I can. Yep, I can.
Okay, great. Did you vote in favor of the meeting minutes?
In favor of, yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Okay. Next is item E, general public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to provide comment to the Planning Commission about any item, excluding those that are on the agenda. And Amanda, do we have any indication from anybody or any participants?
I do not see any other attendees beyond our friendly BCAT recording professionals. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing too. So we don't need to rehash the rules again. Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to F, briefing zoning use table status. Liz Williams.
Hi, good evening, commissioners. For the record, I'm Liz Williams with the Department of Community Development. Can you guys all hear me okay? All right, yes. I don't think nods. All right, so this evening, the department wanted to take the opportunity to provide an update on the status of the zoning use table, which I know we have met with the Planning Commission most recently in work study sessions to review draft materials that have been developed to date in preparation for the department preparing and releasing a formal draft recommendation ahead of the public hearing. So as we are preparing that formal draft recommendation, we have continued to have conversations with different stakeholder groups. And also, we have been coordinating with parties involved with the recent legislative amendments related to Port Gamble that were adopted this prior April or this recent April by the Board of County Commissioners. We've shared with the Planning Commission kind of the department's intent related to the Port Gamble area, and that the proposed use table changes were intended to align with the recent legislative amendments that were approved by the board for that area. So in coordination, the department has received feedback from parties involved with that recent legislation, and that the proposed use table amendments may inadvertently change some of the expectations related to the Port Gamble historic town. And so in those discussions, I want to note that there was no necessarily comments related to the proposed amendments being good or bad, simply that they were a change in what was anticipated and expected as part of that recent Port Gamble legislation. So recognizing the department's intent, which is to align the zoning use table update with that recent legislation, we've identified a few paths forward and have worked with the Board of County Commissioners to obtain direction on how best to ensure that the department's intent of aligning those recent changes can continue forward while also balancing a lot of the goals and objectives of the use table update, which is to remove barriers to investment within urban growth areas. So based on direction from the Board of County Commissioners, we are working to adjust how we have kind of looked at this use table and carving out elements that relate to the Port Gamble area. And so what this might mean and what this might look like moving forward is identifying within the Port Gamble Rural Historic Town Zone chapter of our code, a specific use table, definitions, and any footnotes that would apply specifically to that area, and ensure that it is consistent with the proposed or the legislation that was recently adopted by the board. This would, again, achieve the department's intent and also balance the need to move forward some of the proposed changes that would help to remove those barriers in urban growth areas. So the kind of ripple effect of this this approach or direction that the department has received is that the project will need to be postponed to allow us to work on these elements. In keeping in mind kind of the department's work plan, we do have two state mandates that are currently scheduled to be approved and completed by June 30th of 2021. So for that reason, the zoning use table will need to be postponed until likely July of 2021 before it would move forward to the Planning Commission. This directly relates to our long-range planning team's current capacity. We are, you know, based on COVID restrictions, down a number of full-time employees, which I think we've shared with the commission in previous conversations. And so really our focus needs to be on accomplishing those state mandates given our limited resources. And so the use table project will now need to be postponed to allow those work products to move forward. So just kind of in terms of next steps, the department has really appreciated the feedback that we've received on draft materials to date. We will continue to coordinate with interested parties to refine the department's formal recommendation ahead of bringing that forward and scheduling a public hearing with the Planning Commission, as I mentioned, likely in July of 2021. In terms of kind of looking in the immediate future, we will be doing some updates to our project website to provide information to interested parties, and also sending out a electronic notification so that those who have signed up and are interested in this particular project have an understanding of where things are at and what they can anticipate moving forward. So I'm happy to answer any questions that the group may have at this time and go from there.
Okay, are there any questions? Commissioner Beam?
Will you be posting as a draft where we are now so the public can look at where we stand now, understanding that there will be changes?
Absolutely. So currently on the department's project website for the zoning use table, the first thing you see when you log on to that page is the resource guides that were shared with the Planning Commission during your recent work study sessions. So those are the most kind of available resources in terms of the draft at this point. I want to make it very clear that that is not a formal department recommendation. That is kind of as we prepare for releasing that formal recommendation, these resource guides are providing kind of that crosswalk between existing code and the proposed changes. So they are, you know, reflective of the materials we've prepared to date. And I would anticipate, based on some of the feedback we've received to date, that there will be some modifications to that once the department releases its formal draft recommendation.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
Can we publish a comment matrix as it stands today?
So currently the department has on the website the preliminary feedback that has been received during initial public participation opportunities in the process. So that is available and on our project website for folks to review. The department typically does not publish a formal public comment matrix until after the formal public comment period closes before the Planning Commission. And then the department prepares responses to that comment matrix And that helps to aid the Planning Commission as you consider your deliberations related to the topic. So the formal public comment matrix typically is not published until after the public comment period closes for the Planning Commission public hearing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
Liz, is there going to be, from what I gathered, what you said, there's going to be two use tables now?
So there will be, you know, the use table where it lives today in our code, and there will still maintain the columns for the Port Gamble, the Port Gamble Historic Town, Lammerd. However, it will direct the user to the Port Gamble, at this point, it'll be either the Port Gamble Zone Chapter or an appendix of Title 17 to guide them to a use table that would be in definitions and footnotes that are specific to the Port Gamble Lammerd. And that would align with the recent legislative amendments that the board approved in April. So you would see potentially differences in the categorization of uses, the definitions, and the layout, but that would be specific to just the Port Gamble Historic Town.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments?
Commissioner Phillips, you brought up a good point and part of the kind of working through a variety of different options to move forward and not undo all the hard work that took a lot of time for the parties directly involved with the Port Gamble development, including recognition that right now they are wrapping up a final environmental impact statement as well as moving forward on negotiation of a development agreement. But what you mentioned is kind of the pros and cons of separating Port Gamble from the use table or where to find those uses. So at some point we're talking maybe 5-10 years down the road, we'll move Port Gamble back into the use table just so negotiations and all the hard work doesn't get uninterrupted.
It seems a little bit funny, but it's perhaps the cleanest way we could think of to kind of freeze Port Gamble where it is right now and yet still move forward with the use table updates and all the benefits therein.
Okay. It just, you know, my thought was two use tables means chances of mistakes being made, but it sounds like we have a plan forward to eventually get it back to one.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Okay, a couple things. One, this project's particularly challenging, although a lot of our projects are multi-year. This one we've come back to back and forth several times. We've switched the lead. Liz, you do a great job. I know things do fall through the cracks from time to time. I wanted to find out, when was the decision made to postpone the project?
This is a very recent discussion that the department has had. So within the last week is really where we've come to realize that that's the best direction and path forward for this project.
Okay, was the department advisory group, did they participate in the decision? And the reason I wanna know is before I get your briefing, I found out earlier today from a member of the department advisory group that our public hearing has been postponed to June of next year. And it's like, well, that's nice. Nobody's told us yet. Yeah. You know, and I realize it depends on the order of meetings. It just happened that the department advisory group meeting was this morning before we met.
Exactly. So. That is correct. The department did have the department advisory group meeting this morning. So it has been, you know, going on starting at 7:30 this morning with that meeting. So yes, they were notified today in addition to the Planning Commission as well. So we've wanted to provide you both the courtesy prior to providing kind of more outreach about the postponement at this time.
Great. Okay, Commissioner Shattuck.
Yeah, Lizzie indicated that we're gonna turn to some issues that have to be wrapped up by the summer of next year. I think at least there was one major other hanger we had, and that was vacation rentals. Is that on the still in our work package here in the next couple of months?
The last I had heard, and Angie, you might have a little more on that one, is that the commissioner staff were focusing on some of the CARES funding. And so I wasn't sure that there was a draft ready and prepared to move forward. But Angie, do you have more specifics on that?
No, that's absolutely correct. The most current kind of schedule is potentially reconvening. Again, our department has not seen an updated draft as well that went through kind of internal review. We had a number of revisions and suggestions as the responsible party to implement those changes. We have not reconvened internally having those discussions. And as Liz mentioned, because of COVID, staff reductions in a lot of different departments, not just in DCD, priority shift. And right now, Commissioner staff, specifically Eric Baker, has been prioritized on COVID related items as well as distribution of care funds to a variety of different partners, health district, but also rent relief and grant funds out to the Kitsap Economic Development Alliance.
But the reason I'm asking some of this is it really relates to the next topic we're going to take of the next agenda item, and that's how much work do you really see if zoning table's off the table? We're going to be working for stuff next summer. There's not going to be anything ready in the short term for that. Vacation rentals aren't in the right in front of us. What do we have right in front of us between now and the rest of the first of the year?
The two statutory items that Liz mentioned earlier that we have deadlines for both of them are on June 30th of 2021 are the Shoreline Master Program and periodic review and also the buildable lands analysis. So, right, so for department staff, those are two big lift items.
Mm-hmm. Understand, but in terms of having something to present to the Planning Commission, if we're just turning to those now, you probably don't have a lot that you're going to be working with the commission on between now and the first of the year. Is that right?
Unfortunately, incorrect, sir. Liz, as well as Dave, we have a number of regular status briefings on different intervals for those projects planned with the Planning Commission. So I'll let Dave, as well as Liz, go in a little bit more detail of the ballpark schedules, and it will be busy and picking up very soon, as we just executed two consultant contracts Monday night to do some of the heavy lifting and drafting. But also one element that I've been tasked by our commissioners is to review the Paulsboat Urban Transition Area subdivision exemptions and how that relates to the Paulsboat Interlocal Agreement's implications to that unincorporated area. So that is, we'll be moving up. I need to shift priorities and start focusing more time, but as it's related to a development regulation by the review procedures in our own code, the Planning Commission is a review body, but also would hold a public hearing on those proposed changes. So those are moving forward. I just need to get through the internal hoops, legal review. I would like City of Paulsboat to also take a look prior to that, and we need to do some outreach to the folks that reside in the unincorporated UGA so they're aware of the proposed change and the implications.
Mm-hmm. And then with regard to the other two projects, I was going to bring this up at the for the good of the order, but since we're on the subject, the Shoreline Master Program periodic review is intended to be a light review. This is not the comprehensive update that we saw a few years ago. So basically, this is a review to make sure that our SMP is in line and is coordinated with both changes in state law and state regulation as they've changed over the past several years, as well as with county code and the comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. So. Right now, the calendar and my intent was to work with the chair to figure out what the most appropriate time to bring this onto the agenda would be for perhaps the next meeting or the following. In speaking very roughly, the agenda for this, we're going to be in October. We are kicking off getting the public participation plan worked out, and then also beginning to define what the precise scope of the review will be. the first point of engagement for the Planning Commission as far as considering changes will be in the first quarter of 2021. And then the expectation is that it will then go from the Planning Commission to the board for its review as well. We can also expect, and I can cover this more in more detail in a subsequent meeting when we have the schedule to show you. We also have an expectation that there will be a joint public hearing with the Planning Commission and Department of Ecology, which is required to hold a hearing on this as well. And we could even potentially do a single hearing, joint hearing between the Planning Commission, Ecology, and the board, if that's what the schedule dictates. The second project is the buildable lands analysis. As you know, the buildable lands analysis in and of itself is not a legislative action. However, since it is a precursor to the comprehensive plan update, our intent is to bring the Planning Commission into the discussion. We want the Planning Commission to have the opportunity to participate in discussions related to the analysis as it progresses. We do have, recognizing the staffing limitations that we have right now, we have brought on consultants to assist us with both of those projects. For the buildable lands work, we've brought on Burke, who we've worked with in the past on comprehensive plan updates. And then for the Shoreline Master Program update, we just closed the contract with the Watershed Company, who has done many Shoreline Master Program updates in the past and is also working with the city of Bremerton on their current update as well, as they're on the same schedule that we are.
Just one last thing is that given staffing shortages, I assume there's no thought that the commissioners are going to open up the comp plan again for amendments in 2021. Do we have anything on our radar about that?
We have not discussed that with the board, but that is not my expectation. Jeff and Angie, if you have a different expectation, say so, but I don't have that expectation. But at this point, we haven't had that discussion with the board yet.
Okay, any other questions or comments about the zoning use table? Okay, seeing and hearing none, thank you, Liz, appreciate your efforts. And we'll now move to item G, work groups. Commissioner Shattuck.
Yeah, thank you. Commissioner Beam, I think you brought up a couple of things that all of us have had to think are really important. One is public participation. How do we fulfill our responsibility for public participation? The second is, how do we as planning commissioners relate to staff and potentially the commissioners about issues that maybe don't fit squarely within the program that is being put together by DCD, but maybe of interest to the commission as a whole, okay? And when we redid the bylaws and there are rules of procedure back in 2016, we addressed and opened up the possibility of work groups. And it's in our procedure section. And what it provides is that as long as there's not a quorum of commissioners present, that we as a planning commission may meet informally in study sessions or participate in workshops on projects such as development of the comprehensive plan, development guidelines, policies, and development regulations. And so the idea is that, you know, these are, to some extent, tiger teams. We go out and we say, geez, let's look at affordable housing. What can we offer as a commission working with groups to put something forward? Now, I always thought that was a really cool idea. And I think up until this point, the problem has always been we have so much going on, whether it's comprehensive plan amendments or individual amendments, that there just wasn't time to put all of it together. My concern is, I think we have more time now. That's why I'm saying, hey, what do we have on our agenda? Maybe we have more time for work groups. The problem is it would really have to be, I think, done without expectation of staff support, given where the staff is on its staffing levels and that sort of thing. So I thought, just in looking at our procedures, you know, we've got some jobs. We've got to do public participation. We have to make quasi-judicial decisions, and we have to vet what the DCD has put forward. But this is an opportunity that I don't think, at least as long as I've been on the commission, we've never looked at. So I thought I'd throw it out there and see if there's any interest in taking a look at that, or whether it's a pipe dream given the fact of where staff is now.
The thing with the working groups, when we look at it, really would be, when DCD looked at the working groups and the bylaws when it was considered, we looked at the working groups kind of in support of the initiatives that were moving forward. I don't know that we really considered it in terms of outside interest, of maybe things that the Planning Commission had an interest in, because one of the big things is the Planning Commission really does help with support with those initiatives that were moving forward. And if we had the working group, the next question would be, whatever came out of it, what would really be done with it? If it's not something that's on the plate for DCD with the staffing and where we're at, what is really the outcome? Is it something that is spinning its wheels? And there was a question as to what the expectations were with work groups as well for staff. We were like, well, we always kind of thought if we had those, they would be in support of wanting to drill into the use table or another item that was brought before the commission that they really wanted to have more input on. So I don't know that we'd really looked at it, and we really do kind of ask, well, what would be the sideboards of it per se, and what would we do with it at the end? Because if we don't have any ability, or there's not a commissioner desire to address or move in that direction, it might just be for naught.
Well, that's a great question. So here's what I would say. Let's take, for example, public participation. What can we as a commission look at outside the box, not going to staff and saying, you know, what can we do for public participation? But we could have a working group that got together and say, look at here, we can promote additional public participation by having changing our meeting times. Or let's look at an additional meeting once a month or once every 3 months at a different time to give people a better opportunity to participate. So those are the kinds of things we need staff for. There's no real outcome about it. But at the end, you said, hey, as a group, we're in these meetings, we see some frustration about the ability of the public to participate, or the sense that we should be able to get more participation. So let's put our heads together as commissioners and come up with something. An affordable housing. You know, Commissioner Beam today said, hey, we ought to focus, you know, a lot of attention on everything we do on affordable housing. I don't have any problem with that, except that there's other things we need to do at the same time. We need to, in every case, what's the effect going to be on the environment? In every case, what is the legal implications of what we're doing? And so as a planning commission, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get together and say, hey, how in terms of our working as a commission, we're doing deliberation or public hearings, how can we incorporate those concepts in a way that one concern isn't forcing us to lose the broader picture, the other concerns? And so, for example, you might have a commissioner that would come up with a plan and say, okay, Commissioner Beebe, you clearly have a real interest in affordable housing. Here, we've got this plan coming up, and you put together, you know, look at it from that context and put together, you know, some questions on that. Kind of, here's a time frame. We don't want to make this to where it's overburdensome on anyone. Commissioner Amy, you've got interest in environmental issues. Now we've got this issue coming up. Maybe you could take a look at specifically some of the environmental issues associated with the impacts this will have. So, Jeff, I don't see this being a hey, DCD, here's a new set of changes to your agenda or a new thing to do, but maybe a better way using our time to come up with a better way of doing business as a commission. So that's the product I would look at.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
I can appreciate that. We'll definitely talk about that on the backside. We didn't really know what the package of looking at work groups was.
Yeah.
So it's interesting here. Appreciate it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. I will say, I think public participation was probably the best example you could use, Commissioner Shattuck, of something and how you outlined maybe as a subcommittee that could address beneficial suggestions that then could be given to the Planning Commission as a recommendation to the department and ultimately the county commissioners. Something non-confrontational, something that's beneficial, and something that you don't have two ships going sailing in the night going different directions, right? I mean, that's one of the benefits of having staff support there is obviously the staff knows a lot more about these topics and can bring their perspective of how it's going to affect the department and current projects and that type of thing that would be missing if they couldn't be there. But something like public participation, you know, at some point the staff would get involved and get engaged once this subgroup come together with some recommendations and brought it forward. In fact, that might be the next step, would be that the committee would get together at some point with staff and kind of further refine it and then bring it to the commission and then to the department. So I think the concept's okay. It would just, again, I would vote in favor of it if it were a project by project basis, so that there's not a whole bunch of them and it's not adding a lot of staff time. And again, if there's a correlation between the things where our immediate needs and ultimately making sure again that we don't have ships sailing in opposite directions. Yep. Any other questions or comments?
Comment about was it last year we were working on cleaning up the code as far as, you know, the department had a whole list of ideas and, you know, questions about codes and where they should be, you know, either eliminated, reworded or whatever. And they formed a working group with all the parties, you know, citizen groups, the local tribes, you know, various interest groups, and Tom Nivens and myself participated in that. And that was, you know, as far as getting the public, seeing the public participation and everything, it was really helpful. If you know, when these things come up, if we can have groups and include part of the Planning Commission, you know, invite them to participate, I think that's one way to kind of help get our participation in and hear what the department's hearing when they're developing some of these thrusts or ideas to go forward.
Great, thank you.
I think you bring up an interesting point, Commissioner. The you know, given the huge amount of public engagement that we've had in the development of the use table update so far, between the workshops and the trips to all the citizen advisory committees and all of that, having the added capacity of commissioners, you know, would probably bring a lot of value to that. If the commissioners were interested in going to the CACs or participating in workshops and things of that nature, that would certainly assist the process without adding more work to the staff load already.
I agree. Any other questions or comments? Okay, as Commissioner Shattuck noted, this is already approved by the Board of County Commissioners. It's in our procedure and it's referred to a study session or a workshop, item H in the rules of procedure. So we don't have to make any policy changes. It's already in effect. It's just a matter of if the commission ever decides to put one in effect. So we've had a thoughtful discussion about it today. Is everybody okay with just continuing and seeing how things go? Or is there a specific reason to create one or more of these right now? Commissioner Beam.
Can I propose we try a trial one? and form something on public participation just to see if it works and get our feet in the water?
You can propose anything. I would entertain a motion to create one. And again, the maximum would have to be four or fewer commissioners participating.
I propose we establish a group work group on public participation.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and second to create a work group on public participation discussion. One thing I'd say, if we could refine how many members, who the appointing authority is, you know, if we're going to request volunteers, is the chairperson going to appoint? Is the commission itself going to appoint? One thing I feel strongly about, although you want as much involvement as possible, I suggest you stick to three or fewer commissioners, because if you're at four, all it takes is one of the four to start having offline discussions with the fifth, and then you start running into Open Public Meetings Act complications. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I think ideal number is three, small work group, and then you don't take as much risk of somehow creating a quorum or an improper meeting. Okay, any other discussion about the motion? Commissioner Beam?
Since this is just a trial, I recommend you put a timeline on it, say 2 months, 3 months, something to report back. Maybe an interim report to say, hey, this is what we're figuring out.
That's your motion. Is that you going to include that in your motion?
Well, we started talking about procedures. I don't know how detailed you want to be in a procedure.
If I could, maybe, if it's okay, just a friendly addition to the motion. Commissioner Beam is onto something. This is just kind of a trial run. Why don't we say a motion to establish a three-person work group to be appointed by the chair for the purpose of providing a report to the commission on ways to enhance public participation, with a report due by December, by our meeting on December, second meeting in December of this year, of 2020.
Okay. Commissioner Bing, you were the maker of the motion. You approved? Commissioner Shattuck made the second. You obviously approve of the modification. So now we have a modified motion. Are there any questions about the motion? Any further discussion? Commissioner Phillips?
Would the work group be reporting back to the Planning Commission at various times, or are we going to just be in the dark until their report comes out?
Oh, my thought is, again, let's just wing it. Again, let's not set formal deadlines. It may be that this is a great thing. People get together and the three commissioners pick, have a lot of coffee and have a good conversation, but nothing actually comes of it, and we'll make that report. I'd say let's not narrow it down too tight at this point, simply have a deadline for some report. And then if we have stuff going on along the way that the committee does, then they could report on it as we went.
Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Any in opposition? And any abstentions? Okay, motion. Commissioner Murphy, can you hear us? Okay, motion carries. I couldn't hear anything out of Commissioner Murphy. Okay, great. Any further action with this item? If not, we'll move forward to the next one. Item H, Annual Planning Commission, Board of County Commissioners meeting. I believe, Amanda, if you could clarify, we've established a date as the 2nd, correct, of November?
Yes, that's correct. It'll be on November 2nd.
Okay, and I will note a couple things. So in our rules of procedure, it obviously specifies that there will be an annual joint meeting between the Planning Commission and the Board of County Commissioners. It also outlines the topics. The Planning Commission shall meet at least once annually with the board to, at minimum, review its roles, expectations, and performance. The meeting shall be an opportunity to review the latest annual report of the Planning Commission, as well as upcoming legislative and work programs. And in a separate email that we all received, Dave Ward gave us a little bit of background about the past practice and history of these meetings, particularly for myself and others that have not participated in them. And I'm quoting from Dave as he wrote, "While there is no prescribed format for these meetings, they generally include a brief introduction by the department, introductions, especially for new Planning Commission members, a look back at the previous year's work as outlined in the annual report, and a discussion of any big items on the Planning Commission's agenda for the coming year, as well as any procedural changes looking forward." So that's the basis of the joint meeting. And that seems to be plenty of topics to be able to discuss. And in our agenda setting meeting, I got a little bit more background from staff. Thankfully, the staff usually takes the lead in at least kicking off topics and introducing subject matter. And then there's a general discussion, which is great. Does anybody have any issues with the proposed agenda items?
Nope.
Or want to add anything or take anything out? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Commissioner Mall.
Sorry, I don't know if this would be an appropriate place to do it, but has anyone done anything along the lines of recognizing Tom Nevins formally and publicly? And would that meeting be an appropriate place to recognize him and his contribution to the county?
That's a great suggestion. I know Amanda sent the notification to us as well as a family address so that we could send our own personal cards, but we haven't formally. And some of you may remember when Tom had his last meeting, we've had a very thoughtful kickoff party and thanking him for his 20 years of service and how much we would miss him as well. But no, we have not done anything as a commission so far. So yeah, that's a great suggestion. Obviously open to what's the appropriate method and venue for doing it.
Just for additional context, Planning Commissioners, I'm aware that the Board of County Commissioners did recognize Tom Nevins not too long ago for, again, as Commissioner Eliason mentioned, 20 years of volunteer service to Kitsap County. But also, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Ward, we did, upon his retirement on the Planning Commission, we did as a department send something to him as well and sat down with him and had a nice conversation without the land use topic.
That's correct. We did. In fact, we, as I recall, we left him with some nice outdoor gear that everybody pitched in as individual.
Would you like to do anything more, Commissioner Mall? Do you want this to be a topic at the meeting?
I mean, I don't know that it has to be, but recognizing his retirement was great, but I just wonder if Cindy would appreciate something also recognizing his passing.
Okay. Angie, was there a recognition at the public meeting for the commissioners, at their regular public meeting? I thought there was.
I think so, as part of the commissioner announcements. And again, just for context, as a department, we did send a note to Cindy for the loss, as that hit us pretty close to working close with someone for a long time.
Okay, Commissioner Shattuck?
Yeah, I think what if we want to do something as a planning commission, you know, one of the things that we've done in many organizations is a resolution of appreciation. So if, you know, we want to have a draft up a resolution to look at adopting at our next meeting, would that be consistent with what you're thinking about?
Sure. Yeah, I have no idea what the best way or best method would be. So that sounds fine.
Well, if that's of interest, I'm happy to take a shot at drafting a resolution and then run it by the chair, you know, ahead of our meeting and see if we can get it out and put the agenda. So you can take a look at something. I think that's very appropriate.
That's a great idea.
From us, as opposed to, you know, the department's great, but he was on the planning commission. All right.
Yeah, I support that. Great. Thank you, Commissioner Svensson. Do the rest of the commissioners support it?
It's a great idea. And unless, do you want to take a shot at it, though, Amy, instead?
No, you're welcome to. I knew him better in the context of Stillwaters, so you knew him better in this context.
That would be great. Thank you. A great suggestion, Commissioner Mall, and thank you, Commissioner Shattuck, for volunteering to draft it. So we'll look forward to getting it from you. Commissioner Beam.
Suggestion, since we're having a meeting next week,
yes.
Can we publish the proposed agenda for the BOC meeting and vote on it next week so that we got time to think about it for agenda items?
As I understand it, it's kind of a loosely put together meeting. If we want something a little more formal, that's something we could consider doing. I read out what the agenda topics are. And again, I've never attended one, so I haven't led the discussion. And it's possible I may not be able to attend, in which case, in fact, I was going to spring that on Commissioner Phillips. He'll get to take the lead at the meeting. So he's hiding there. All we see is the mountain backdrop now. He just left the building.
He's hiding behind a tree.
Yeah, but no.
It's a bear.
It's however you guys want to handle it, just keeping in mind that when we made progress, you saw my email too. I did not think 15 minutes was going to be sufficient, obviously knowing that we had the constriction of budget meetings, et cetera. But there were other opportunities. We've corrected it. And now we've got about 45 minutes, and they typically in the past have lasted about a half hour. So at least we don't have to hurry and adjourn the meeting abruptly. So there should be plenty of time to address all of the different topics. But you're suggesting, Commissioner Beam, that we have a published agenda and that we approve it?
I would suggest that if there's anybody wants to bring something up, it gives us a week to think about it, rather than just say, go for it.
Well, I was expecting that all the reading I did with the rules of procedure and then quoting Dave Ward's addressing the past practices, the topics would be confined to those subjects. And then if there's anything else anybody wants to bring up, we need to address it right here. And my expectation would be that hopefully we go in as a unified team into the Board of County Commissioners meeting. And if there's any additional topic that I didn't mention tonight, that we ought to vote and have at least five commissioners consenting to bringing up the topic, rather than having a 12 or 15 of us in a meeting and somebody raising some issue we're not expecting.
I agree. That's why I thought if we waited a week and formalize.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that brings up the next point. The next meeting is supposed to be October 6th. Staff, do we know whether we're going to have any agenda items for a meeting then, or is that one going to be canceled too?
I'm not aware of any specific agenda items when it comes to more of the Bilba Lands check-in and status update, as well as the shoreline management program. We're looking at more end of October. Because we'll have a draft public participation plan, kind of the consistency and gap analysis for shoreline. We'll start kicking off more formally with interactions with the cities we have this entire time, but we're focusing on a different level of that program itself coming, starting next month. So I don't think in the early parts of October, but definitely a meeting in end of October, I see.
Okay. Well, and obviously the second meeting would be prior to the November meeting with the commission as well. It doesn't give you a lot of time, but it would be another opportunity for the planning commission to decide if you wanted to add any agenda items. Commissioner Beam, is that?
That's fine.
Okay. I
wanted to give it a chance to think.
Did I just hear that the meeting on the 6th was canceled, or was that just, we're not sure yet?
Angie?
I'm sorry, say that one more time, Commissioner Shattuck.
Did I just hear that we are canceling the October 6th meeting, or we're thinking about canceling the meeting?
I think we're thinking about canceling, and also just to keep in the back of the mind as part of the annual report out, Chairman Eliason identified as part of our rules and procedures. So this is not a planning commission meeting. We do not set the agenda. It's the Board of County Commissioners meeting.
Right.
we set and reserve the time based upon, again, the rules of procedures for annual reporting. Mr. Eliason, thank you for rolling out what that topic looks like. So if, again, there's other topics, we've asked that to be brought forward earlier rather than later so we can have a discussion as Mr. Eliason outlined. So just a FYI there, we don't set the Board of County Commissioners agenda.
Okay, and I think Commissioner Shattuck was referring to our next Planning Commission meeting, correct?
Right. Correct. We are discussing whether it is, again, having a meeting for the sake of a meeting. I don't know if everyone is standing up for that.
Okay, so at this point, we don't know if we're going to have a meeting.
And I did mention previously, I would like to bring the schedule for the Shoreline Master Program to the Planning Commission. But that's not a lengthy item, and that's something that is not time sensitive at this point for the Planning Commission, since the Planning Commission won't be seeing anything until the first quarter of next year.
Okay, and we are getting close to that date, so obviously we'll know hopefully by the end of this week whether we have that meeting on the 6th, and I'm sure Amanda will email everybody. Okay, well, we are going to have that opportunity at the end of October to bring up any other agenda items, but this is our first opportunity tonight, is if, and again, I can go over those again if somebody didn't hear it, but I outlined what the rules of procedure address as the purpose of that meeting and what the agenda items should be, and then also Dave Ward's reflection on what the past practice has been at those meetings. Again, they've lasted about a half hour generally. Are there and I'm asking the commissioners right now, are there any topics that I did not cover that you want to cover at that joint meeting?
Can you go over your list again?
Okay. Opportunity to review the latest annual report of the Planning Commission meeting, as well as upcoming legislative and work programs. And then it's also the opportunity to review with the board the commission's roles, expectations, and performance. Okay, and then as Dave Ward mentioned, and I won't read all of it like I did last time, but as he mentioned, it generally includes a brief introduction by the department, kind of to kick off the meeting, introductions by the individual commissioners, especially any new commissioners, appointees to the Planning Commission, look back at the previous year's work as outlined in the annual report, and a discussion of any big items on the Planning Commission's agenda for the coming year, as well as any procedural changes looking forward. Okay.
I guess my first question is, who's writing this?
So I think the biggest thing when we're talking about it is this is a look back at the work that's been done by the Planning Commission throughout the year and a review with the commissioners, with the county commissioners. And then it's a look forward at the legislative actions that are coming up and what the Planning Commission is already scheduled to be looking at in terms of like SMP, things of that nature that are upcoming in the forward year and talking about those as well as policies or procedures. It really isn't something where we set the agenda. They've kind of set the tone for where it is. I look back at the work that's been done. I look forward at the work that's going to occur and a discussion about that or any potential policy changes that could be relayed. And those policy changes really are more if the board was looking for a policy change in something with the Planning Commission and how we were going to participate or a proposed change from DCD. It's not really a meeting open for topics, for addition of topics too much. It really is kind of the body of work that's been laid out by the Planning Commission forward and backwards and forwards really to speak to.
Yeah, and I think a key element too is to hear from the commissioners whether obviously we're fulfilling their expectations as a Planning Commission, which I'm sure individually or collectively as a group, that would be their opportunity to tell us if they haven't during the course of the year through the staff.
Mr. Beam, is there a specific topic not referenced in the discussion thus far that should be brought forward?
I was just trying to give us time to think. No, ma'am.
Okay. Great. Okay, any further discussion? about the joint meeting? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item I, good of the order and commissioner comments. And you may note that we've removed announcements earlier in the meeting, and we have the opportunity now under item I in this particular agenda to each individual commissioners can say anything they want to say, obviously within time limits and that type of thing. So are there any announcements, good of the order, commissioner comments? Commissioner Svensson. Yep.
Yes, I'd like to take just a moment to commend and thank our chairman for doing a really excellent job in this time of complexity and controversy and changes in procedures. Mike, I think you're just really doing an excellent job. It's a challenging role under the best of circumstances, but because of recent developments, it's become much more complex, and I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I second that.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the expiration of my term.
No.
It's tough. It's much more fun in a group, right, when everybody's together and it functions better, and it's tough when you're looking at a video, you know, meetings by video. So, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, any other comments or announcements? One thing is December 31st is the expiration of planning commission terms. It depends on unexpired terms, but generally each county commissioner has one term expiring. So there are, I haven't looked at the list recently, but usually there are at least three, if not more, vacancies. But if you're thinking about being reappointed, you probably want to speak to your county commissioner about that and at least start the conversation. Okay.
Of course, that depends on which commissioner you're going to be working for.
Yeah, and having said that,
elections.
I think Commissioner Beam made a good point at somewhere along the way, too, with the annual meetings, although it's earlier in the year, and the rules procedure call for at least once a year. But if you have a seismic shift in the Planning Commission, which I do not expect, but that's my own personal opinion, but if you did and you had a change in county commissioners and the commission, it might be a good time when you have a bunch of new faces to have another annual meeting, right? So it's something that is possible under the rules of procedure. Okay, Commissioner Shattuck smiling, what's so funny? You're mute, you're on mute. You're doing like I did earlier.
I'm picturing this meeting on November 2, the day before Election Day. How that we're gonna have two of the three commissioners with us, but.
Well, and I have to admit, when I voted my availability, I immediately selected that one because it was so close to the election and we won't do anything to embarrass anybody prior to the election. And so the day prior is much better than the other one, which was October 14th. Not that we have a lot of people tuning in. Everybody's probably watching the presidential debate while we're working tonight, which is okay. But the day before. Okay, any other announcements? And I see we got Commissioner Murphy, looks like he's driving. And I don't think we've ever had a planning commissioner driving and participating, have we? We've done telephonic and Commissioner Phillips is at the mountain range right now, but okay, great. If there's no other announcements, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Whenever.
Thank you, commissioners.